The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, in today's digital day and age, marketing on social media, very common, right? But if you're unfamiliar, content marketing is a type of marketing that involves the creation and sharing of online materials. We're talking things like videos and all this on, as well as social media posts. Of course, you know, merely posting online doesn't guarantee instant success, or it can't guarantee that quick rise to fame either. That's why it's important that businesses should get as much audience attention and retention as possible when posting compelling content to stay ahead. So the question is, what are the fundamentals of content marketing, and really, what can businesses learn from it? We have with us in the studio this morning, Neil Moore, content strategy and storytelling consultant at Moore's Law Media. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are a storytelling consultant.
Yes.
Now, that is one, certainly quite a unique title, but really in today's day and age, you talk about marketing, you talk about social media posting, it is telling a story, isn't it?
Well, you know, storytelling is in my title because SEO is an important part of content marketing, and yeah, I want to be found, and storytelling is a hot topic. But actually, a huge amount of content marketing isn't storytelling. It's simply providing the information your clients are looking for in content. So the first place to start with content marketing is actually look at the FAQs, the frequently asked questions your customers have. If you're not answering them in blog posts, in videos, then your customers aren't going to find you. The way we experience the internet is we ask it questions. We go to Google and we ask questions.
Right.
Your first job as a content marketer is to provide those answers. And then once you've gotten that done, that's the foundations, then you can move on to the fun stuff, which is the storytelling and all the emotional stuff.
So if I were to put it simply, it's content marketing really is, to start off, is to be able to find specific frequently asked questions for your customers.
Strategically, that's how I would begin, because customers are looking all the time for information. They might be looking for product, they might be looking for service, ideas. Mm. But FAQs, if you're not answering the basic questions clients have about your product or service, then you're doing them a disservice. So that's where I begin. And then beyond that, you can move to the other questions they're asking around how do I, what Google calls micro moments, the how do I moment, or the what do I, or where do I moment, where they go to Google. That's the next level.
But obviously the most important thing, right, like fundamentally to start off with, and this is something I only bring up because I know some companies or some organizations aren't even sure the answer to this, is to actually know who your audience is, who you're reaching out to. It's quite important. So let's talk about the fundamentals of content marketing. You have six content marketing commandments, so to speak.
Yes.
Could you share them with us and elaborate a little bit on them?
I'm very much in agreement with the founder of the Content Marketing Institute, which is like the global body for this particular discipline. And he wrote a book, his name's Joe Paluzzi, and he wrote a book called Epic Content Marketing. And in that, he outlined the sort of six key commandments. So the first one is to fill a need. That's down to your audience. You know, the internet is essentially full. Like, all the content you could possibly want is already there. So if you're going to create content, the best way to do it is to try and fill a need. Now, if you're a cosmetics firm, for example, does the internet need more makeup tips? Does your audience need more makeup tips? What are the chances that if you create makeup tips, you're going to beat Michelle Phan or whoever's the top influencer in this? Mm-hmm. So the key is to talk to your audience and find out, aside from just cosmetics, what do they actually need? And at the moment, that need for information and ideas and inspiration is being served by influencers and by media like magazines, Cosmo magazine, Elle, In Style, whatever. With the reduction in the barrier to entry for creating content thanks to digital technology, why create the ad when you could create the article? That's the basis of content marketing, is why advertise in a magazine when these days you could create the magazine and bring the audience direct to you as a brand? Mm-hmm. So that's filling a need. I won't go exhaustively through all of them because we're short on time. But the last of the commandments is to be the best. And that can sound a little facetious. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that when competing for audience attention on an internet that is essentially full of content, you have to at least go in with the intention of doing the best work possible. That doesn't necessarily mean the most expensive, but it means trying to find an edge, whether that's being more insightful or more creative or whatever it is.
Do you have examples of businesses that have implemented these commandments?
One of the most famous and ancient, I suppose, is the Michelin guides. Why does a tire company create great restaurant guides. Well, 100 and something years ago, when people first had cars, Michelin assumed that they would want tires. And they quickly found out people didn't want tires, and they couldn't work out why. And so they did a very important thing. They went and spoke to their target market. These days, everyone thinks they can find everything out sitting behind Google and behind dashboards and analytics. Go out and talk to your customer and find out. And what they found was people weren't driving very far because they had no idea if they drove a certain distance whether they could get back, whether there was somewhere to eat or somewhere to stay, because there was no maps back then. There was no Google Maps. Mm-hmm. So Michelin identified the need was, if we want people to get through more tire rubber, they need the confidence to drive further. So why don't we create a restaurant and hotel guide so that they can have the confidence to keep driving and know there's somewhere good to eat, somewhere good to stay, and they'll be safe. And then when they need tires, their marketing collateral is essentially sitting in their glove compartment. Yeah. Now,
top of mind.
When I talk about be the best, tell me something. Is having a Michelin star, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What's supposed to be the best thing, right?
Right. So they've created something that is the best in the world at what it is. And now they create them in every major metropolitan market around the world, these Michelin guides, and you pay them $30. You are literally paying them to put their marketing collateral in your glove compartment. And that's really the end game of content marketing, to turn your marketing from a cost center into a revenue generator.
That's a great example. Thanks so much for that. Neil Moore, content strategy and storytelling consultant at Moore's Law Media. We really are talking about how businesses can take up content marketing. And at the start of it, the real fundamental is being able to answer these FAQs. So if I wanted to take on content marketing, what are my first steps in answering these FAQs? You mentioned going out and actually talking to your target market.
So there's two things I do straight away. The first thing is go and talk to your customers. There was a woman, I don't know if she still works there now, her name was Jin Zwicky, an extraordinary woman who worked for OCBC Bank. Okay. And she was offered, this beautiful corner office at the Chulia Street branch.
Okay.
And what she did is she went to IKEA and she bought a sofa and a TV and a coffee maker and whatever. And every day she would go downstairs to the main branch and she'd bring up a couple of customers and sit them in that room, and she'd get them to read a pamphlet, watch an ad, review a web page. Okay. And from that, she got real first-hand customer insights that enabled her to find out what the questions were that her customers actually had. Not enough marketers get out from behind their desk and talk to the customer anymore. So that's the first thing. The second thing to do is, before you go out looking for agencies and spending money and whatever, who's the guy in your company that has a side hustle making wedding videos? Or who's the person who has a movie review blog or is a little Instagram micro-influencer? Content is a bit of a labor of love. It's not that, despite all the technology that's available, it's not the easiest thing in the world. We've had word processors for decades. It doesn't make writing a novel any easier, really.
Sure.
So find the people in your organization that already love to create content and then find ways to incentivize them to do that as part of their job. That's the first thing I would do.
Okay. So like the earlier one you talked about, that kind of research, that kind of market research, what's your opinion of doing a two-prong approach where qualitative and quantitative, one where you get an agency to do a massive FAQ and at the same time simultaneously you're running very intimate one-on-one sessions with about 10 or 20 people?
So ideally, of course, you do both. But right now, one of the handicaps, I guess, of digital marketing is that people have become so reliant on dashboards and SurveyMonkey and things like that. I feel like we've forgotten to go and talk to our customer. Mm. And I often talk to marketers who haven't spoken to a customer directly in months, sometimes even years. So that's job number one, is get out from behind the desk. Marketing used to be a really fun, creative job, and now it's kind of about Excel spreadsheets. The people that went into marketing were the creative people, the outgoing people at school. So find that in yourself again. Go out, talk to your customer, talk to creators, and start from there.
Is it possible to even put a budget on this? I mean, different company, different sizes, different needs.
I always want to do the Dr. Evil thing and go $1 million. Obviously, at some point you need to spend money on this stuff, but the idea is that at the moment, when you buy above the line advertising, you're paying a huge premium for something that you don't own to rent an audience that is not yours and get the data that the media company wants to give you, whether or not it's completely transparent. And that's a slightly controversial thing to say inside the bowels of a media company. I might not be let out. But, every time you run an ad campaign, for whatever reason, you stop it. It's the end of the quarter, the end of the month.
Sure.
And then 6 months later, when you want to do a new campaign, you have to start from scratch and build up that whole head of steam again. And it costs just as much money. You're no further ahead.
Mm.
Whereas with content marketing, the idea is to attract and retain your own audience so that you don't have to rent it through advertising, but you can build it. And here's the other thing. Every piece of content you create adds to the sort of gravitational pull of your content across the internet overall. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you have an asset that sort of has value on the bottom line. So one of the problems is, what's the ROI of content marketing? Mm. Well, one of the ROIs is creating an asset that has financial value on the bottom line. And one of the things I'm keen to do is bring the CFO more into the conversation about content marketing and say, hey, let's create a magazine, a TV channel, a YouTube channel that actually creates revenue as well as serving a marketing objective.
Are there downsides, Neil, to content marketing? I mean, if you want to compare it with traditional form of marketing, really with traditional form, you're paying for that initial burst. And then after that, you have to kind of redo that process all over again. With content marketing, you save money.
So you will do in the long run, essentially, okay. is the idea. Okay. But content marketing is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, anyone who's ever tried to start a blog, you know, I'm sure everyone in this field has at some point said, I'm going to start a blog, I'm going to start a podcast. And then 3 weeks later, it kind of fizzles because you didn't get that instant reaction. You got to keep the faith. You got to plow through. It takes a long time to build something like the Michelin Guides or a radio station or a magazine. Mm. So the idea is to have a sort of fairly low level of investment, but a consistent level, and then build and build and build over time and eventually transition over, because above the line advertising is very, very expensive. Now, our industry is obsessed with saying things are dead and things aren't. PR's dead, Twitter's dead, this is dead. Nothing's in fact dead, and I'm not anti-advertising by any means. It's a mix, and a great marketer understands what the mix is. But I think the reliance on above-the-line advertising can be reduced, and you can sustain an audience over the long term through content marketing.
What are some of the common mistakes that you've seen when, you know, with organizations who try to do content marketing for their business?
So the number one mistake I see is not keeping the audience in mind. So they film something because the boss wants it and no one else asked for it. The other problem is, particularly with video, is they point cameras at things that are already happening, whether or not they make good video. Okay. So the one you see is, you know, people filming keynote speeches. Now, unless your boss is Steve Jobs, most people aren't going to sit through a 45-minute keynote speech. Most marketers will tell you, wrongly I might add, but they will tell you that attention spans are shorter than a goldfish now, yet they'll continue to put 45-minute keynotes on YouTube, which is daft. The answer to that is, grab the person who's done the keynote as soon as they come off stage, they're pumped full of adrenaline, and ask them three key questions and get that short, snappy, energized kind of interview or soundbite out the door. That's going to be much, much more appealing.
Yeah, people like the whole quickfire concept. They like things fast and to the point. We are talking about, you know, how businesses can take up content marketing. Neil Moore, content strategy and storytelling consultant at Moore's Law Media. Actually, I'm getting a sense from you, Neil, that really it comes down, for this to be successful, it comes down to the person right at the top. And even those managers sandwiched in the middle, actually understanding what people want, what their customers want, as opposed to saying, okay, you work in marketing, you go find out and tell me.
Yeah, you need executive buy-in from the very, very top.
One, so you can
shift budgets, and two, so you can be allowed. One of the problems with something so simple as blogging, right? Mm. People think, well, we're gonna do a blog because we can do it in-house. We can ask people who work for us to write the blog.
Sure.
The problem is, if the person being asked to write that blog is not allowed to, their line manager hasn't allowed them to do it, or they're not incentivized to do it, or there's no KPI around it for them, why should they write that blog? I've been in the situation working for larger companies where, you know, we're all supposed to write a blog, but the line manager comes over and says, excuse me, that's not your job. You need to be out there selling or whatever it is your thing. So if you want to do that in-house kind of thing, you've got to have the management aligned and allow for it. And that really needs executive buy-in. Mm-hmm.
But one of the common problems I hear, and I'm just anticipating, is, you know, how do you balance between what clients want and then what you think is effective? Because, I mean, you were educated in marketing. Surely your thoughts count, right? How do you fight that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you don't just simply do what the client wants, in so much as, you know, Henry Ford famously said, if I asked people what they want, they would say a faster horse because they had no idea they wanted a car, right? Yeah. And there's a few companies like Apple that create new markets for products you didn't even know you wanted. I think the key is to find out what the need is, because the need is different to a want. What the client actually, the end customer actually needs, and then finding a way to serve that creatively. So as a marketer, where you get to play is basically delivering on that need in a really, really creative way and then seeding your message kind of within it.
All right. It's been great chatting with you this morning. Neil Moore, content strategy and storytelling consultant at Moore's Law Media, in the studio with me. Neil, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.